So, over the summer, I got a FetLife account, which, for those of you who don't know what FetLife is, it's like, it's kind of like a kinky Facebook or whatever. It's basically just a site where you have a profile and, you know, you can meet other people with similar fetishes or whatever. And, I got it not because I want to, like, hook up with randos on FetLife necessarily, but, you know, I have some friends who are on there, and, you know, I kind of wanted to see if there was anyone who I knew. And, like I said, not necessarily because, you know, for hooking up reasons, but I'm curious, you know, it's always fun to see if anyone you know has, like, similar interests to you in that manner. So, yeah, so like I said, I got a FetLife account, and one day I was looking through the people in my college town and, like, the general area, and I saw this kid who I know from, he was a TA in a class that I took about a couple years ago, and we were in this club together, which he's really, really involved in that club, and I'm not really so much, but yeah, so we know each other, so I totally was not expecting that, and he has face pictures on there. So that's how I knew who he was, and I, like, jumped back. I was like, wow, and I messaged him on Fet, and I was like, wow, I totally was not expecting to see you here. And I also have face pictures, too, so whenever he saw the message, like, he knew it was me. And he messaged me on Facebook, like, the next day, and he was like, wow, I was not expecting to see you on there either. And so we started talking a little bit about, you know, what the other one was into, because his profile was, like, really incomplete. And so we met up for lunch, like, a couple days later. And, you know, we were just talking, because we hadn't seen each other in a little bit. Like I said, I wasn't really involved in that club as much. And so I hadn't seen him in a while. And I remember at one point during lunch, he teased me about my pronunciation. We were talking about something, and he teased me about my pronunciation of a word in Tagalog, and so I told him that, you know, whenever we went back to my place before I had to go to work, that he was going to pay for, you know, teasing me about, you know, my pronunciation, because neither of us are native speakers, because we're both mixed, but so he came back here, and I made him get on all fours, and I made him pull his pants down, and I made him take his shirt off, and I have this flogger, and it's like has like a rubber tails on it, and I whipped him with it about 20 times until he got this nice red color, and I could see that he was getting hard under his shorts, and then I made him put his shirt back on and get up, because I had to go to work, and I could tell that, you know, it was just killing him, and he said that he was surprised by, he wasn't expecting, you know, me to be as brutal as I was, I guess, because he said my personality, like, it wasn't really something that he expected out of, you know, someone like me, but, so I went to work, and we had plans to meet up again after I got off work, so, he came over later that night, and, you know, I asked him if, you know, he had been anticipating, if he was nervous because of, you know, how I had beat him earlier in the day. And he said at first he wasn't nervous, like, when we met up for lunch, but after a little flogging session I gave him, that he was nervous. So we both had, you know, we both had a beer, and we got started. So once again, I had him take off his shirt and his shorts and get on all fours in front of me. And I was wearing this red slip, it's like lingerie type thing that, you know, really highlights my boobs. And is open at the bottom, so, you know, no underwear or anything. And a pair of these 6-inch heels. And, you know, I came out, I could just see how turned on he was. And, you know, I could see he was just automatically just hard. And so I started out, I walked in a circle around him and asked him, well, first, obviously, I asked him about, you know, hard and soft limits and, you know, safe words and stuff like that. But then after that, you know, I let him know that I'm a big sadist, so anytime I dom anyone, it's probably going to involve a lot of pain, because I don't know, something about it just really turns me on. And so I started out by flogging him again and making him count out each time I hit him. And whenever my submissives addressed me, they have to call me queen, my queen. That is my title. And also Reina, because is queen in Tagalog, so, and with my first name. But so every time I hit him, he'd have to say, you know, one, thank you, my queen, two, thank you, my queen, over and over again until he got nice and red. And so I can't remember how many times I hit him now, but it was quite a few, and I could tell how hard he was. And since he was so good, and he took my beatings very well, Mariah had a blindfold on him, and I walked up close to him, and yeah, I slid a couple fingers into my pussy because I was really, really wet. Like I said, like, I'm a big sadist, so just hurting people and just hearing the way that they, you know, yelp or scream or, you know, tremble or anything like that just really gets me going. And I put a couple fingers in my pussy and I pulled them out and they were just soaking wet. And I put my fingers in his mouth without warning him, and he instinctively began to suck on them. And I pulled them out and he just started grinning. And I asked him what he was so happy about, and he just started gushing about how, you know, my pussy tasted so sweet, like, sort of savory at the same time, and how it was just amazing, you know, everything like that. And so then I had him get on his back, and because I told him I wanted to see his cock, because he was only in his underwear at this point. And so he got on his back and still blindfolded, so he didn't know exactly what I was going to do. And this kid is, he's like built and cut up and everything, like, he's just amazing body. And so, yeah, I began to trail my fingertips along his chest and down his stomach, and I pulled his underwear down, and I was I was really surprised. He has got just the biggest cock I've ever seen in my life. I mean, he's probably about 9.5 inches or so, and really thick. And when I pulled his underwear down, I started, you know, just kind of slowly brushing my fingertips along the head of his cock, and it was just soaked with pre-cum. And he asked me if I liked it, and if my cock pleased him, or pleased me, his cock pleased me. And I told him it did. And I stuck my tongue out, and I slowly ran the tip of my tongue over the head of his cock, and just the way he shuddered was just beautiful. But I didn't do anything else, because I just wanted to tease him. So then I begin to step on him with my shoes, because he really likes trampling, and I begin to grind the heel of my shoe, like, into his chest, and the way he would moan and yelp out in pain was just beautiful. And at one point I slapped him in the face, I told him to shut up, and I forced his mouth open, you know, with my hands, like, I squeezed his face and forced his mouth open. I spit into his mouth and told him what a dirty little pet he was, just coming over here and, you know, just letting me do all these nasty things to him, even though, you know, I hadn't seen him in so long, and he just so willingly came over here and let me beat him up. And then I pulled him up onto his hands and knees again, and I took his belt off. I took his belt from his pants that he had taken off, and I wrapped it around his neck. And I told him that I wanted him to follow me like the obedient little pet that he was. And so I walked him around my apartment, and by this time he was completely naked and was just unbelievably stiff. And I was still, you know, in my lingerie and my heels. And so I made him walk behind me, and he was just at a perfect level just to stare at my ass and my hips and my pussy and my legs and my heels. And I could tell that it was just driving him crazy. So I walked him all the way around to my front door, and I laid him down, and I put my blindfold back on him, and he told me, I said something about, I said something about ice, and he said ice wasn't gonna bother him because he used to be, you know, an athlete, and he had to take ice baths, you know, whatever. And so, like I said, I had blindfolded, and he was, like, laying on his back, and I went and grabbed an ice cube, and just kind of slowly began running it down his chest and his stomach, and could see him shudder, but it wasn't, you know, anything major. And then I took the ice cube and I slowly ran it over the head of his cock, and, you know, then he started letting out a little, you know, painful noise. But when I got the ice down to his balls, that's when it really, he started screaming. And like I said, just imagine this kid, just so strong and just, you know, this big guy, this big muscular guy, just freaking out, absolutely just screaming his head off when I'm, like, running the ice over his balls, and I'm laughing at him, and just, I'm so wet, like, just hearing how he's suffering. And I ice his cock and his balls until the ice melts completely. And then, I made him crawl for me again. Like, I got up and I backed up a little bit and I made him crawl to me. And I had him get on his knees. And one of my favorite toys is a zip strip, which is basically, it's just a clothesline, plastic clothesline. And so I clipped the clothespins onto him, onto his chest, and he was screaming. And after I got all the clips on him, I asked him, you know, I flicked them a little bit, and he obviously screamed more in response to that, because it does hurt quite a bit. I've been zip stripped before. And so each one, I would kind of flick it and tug on it a little bit, and I'd ask him, what do you think I'm going to do with this? I could either pull it off, or I could just gently unclip it, or I could leave it there. And so with each one, I asked him, like, I said, you know, what do you think I'm going to do with this? And he said, whatever you want to do with it, my queen. And I told him, I said, normally when I ask you what I should do, that's the correct answer, and I appreciate that you answered it that way, but I want legitimate guesses for this. And so he said, I think you're going to leave it there, my queen. And I said, you're wrong, and I yanked it off. And the way that he screamed when I yanked it off was just, it made me so wet. And then I got to the next one. I said, what do you think I'm going to do with this? And he said, I think that you're going to pull it off, my queen. And I sat for a second, I flicked it a little bit, and I said, well, luckily for you, you're wrong. And I gently unclipped it. And he breathed a sigh of relief. And then I got to the third one. I said, what do you think I'm going to do with this? And he said, I think you're going to leave it there, my queen. And I said, well, you're right. And he kind of sighed in disappointment a little bit. And then I moved on to the last one. I said, what do you think I'm going to do with this? And he said, I think you're going to leave it there, my queen. And I said, no. And I yanked it off again. And once again, he screamed. And the thing is, I could tell he was so incredibly hard. His kid is just such a pain slut. And he was just leaking pre-cum like crazy. And so I went back to the one that was left. I said, what do you think I'm going to do with this? He said, I think you're going to pull it off, my queen. And I said, no, you're lucky that you're wrong. And I, you know, gently pulled it off. And I smacked the couple of places where I'd yanked the ones off so they were tender. And he doubled over a little bit in pain. But like I said, it was really turning him on. So I know he liked it. And at this time, I figured he had enough pain, and I thought I would reward him a little bit. So I had him crawl behind me and come into my bedroom and get on the bed and lay on his back. And I kissed him for doing a good job, and I slid my tongue in his mouth, and I could hear him moan against me. And I kissed down his chest and down his stomach, and I began to put his cock in my mouth. And like I said, his cock was really big, and so it was a little challenging to suck his cock. But at any time I give anyone head, I try as hard as I can to get as much of them in my throat as I can, because I love to deep throat. And just the way that his cock felt in my mouth and throat was just unbelievable. And I guess he was leaking so much pre-cum, and I could taste it, and it was just so good. And so I would, just go down his shaft as far as I could, and I'd gag a little because there was just so much of him, I couldn't handle it. And just come up a little bit more and lick on the head and go back down and, go down and pull his cock out of my mouth and then start stroking with my right hand while, I put his balls in my mouth and began to suck on those, and he was moaning, and I thought he was enjoying himself a little too much, so I stopped. And I decided that, I'm just looking at him and hurting him and everything had just gotten me so turned on, so I had to fuck him. And I restrained him to the bed, and then I, I got a condom and I put it on him, and I put my my small pillow, just a small monogrammed pillow, I put it over his face, and I got on top of him, and I was so wet, and so he slid inside of me pretty easily, as easily as he could with somebody his size, and, I'm pretty tight, so it was kind of a tight fit, but we made it work. And I slid down on his cock, and it just filled me up, perfectly. And I rode him for a little bit, and I could hear him underneath my pillow just saying, thank you, my queen, over and over again. Like the good little pet that he is. And so I started riding him harder and faster, and he was hitting my G-spot so perfectly, and it felt so fucking good. But I didn't want to let him finish that way, so I got off of him, and I pulled the condom off and I took the pillow off of his head and I made him jerk off for me because I wanted to watch him come. But I wanted to make him do it. So he did that. He started jerking off for me and I let him touch, you know, my pussy and rub on my clit while he jerked himself off. Because I could tell that, you know, that only made it, yeah, that made him hotter to be able to touch me while he was doing that. And then eventually he came, and he came so much. And he actually came like a little bit past his head. He shot really, really far. I could tell he'd been wanting to come for a while. And then afterwards we sat there and he just looked like he was in a daze. And you know, then we hung out for a little bit and then he went home, and then he texted me later on that night saying that, you know, the whole way home he was just like shaking. He was like, he said that, you know, me dominating him was like a high that, you know, he couldn't come down from. And because that was his first real, you know, domination experience. But he's actually studying abroad this semester. He'll be back in a month, I think, a little less than a month, 3 weeks maybe. So I am definitely looking forward to that for obvious reasons. Maybe I can talk him into doing a couples recording for you guys. But yeah, so that is the story of my most recent my most recent session with my current male submissive.